Welcome back. Well, higher investment returns from the domestic market have helped boost Old Mutual's interim earnings. The financial services group has reported a 10% rise in earnings, and the company's legal battle with former CEO Peter Moyo overshadows those numbers and has cost the business 18% off its value. But plans are in place to buy back even more of those undervalued shares, and the company's interim CEO Ian Williamson joins us on the line now with more of a holistic view of the results and its implications for growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Ian, for joining us this evening. So you've pledged 2.4 billion rand to buy back undervalued shares after having already committed 2.5 billion over this interim period. This as the company's shares, of course, take a bruising on the back of what has been a very public leadership spat. How much distraction has that spat proven to be for the business? Because investors don't seem to think that it hasn't.
Good evening, Alicia, and thanks for having me. Yeah, I think the legal dispute that we have had with our previous CEO, Peter Moyo, has not practically distracted the business from day-to-day operational progress. I think we've continued to focus on delivering value to our customers and shareholders. It has obviously had some impact in that staff reflect broadly the broader South African community and all have personal opinions on the matter. But ultimately, we've been able to continue to focus on what we need to do, and I think our staff have been very professional in doing so.
Ian, it is costing you, though, having already forked out 480,000 rand in legal costs, a further 1.6 million rand still needing to be settled with lawyers. Why the decision to serve Peter Moyo a second termination notice before receiving judgment on the legality of your first bid to dismiss him?
So, Lisa, that question is more appropriately directed at our board, but I will briefly respond. The intent was to create certainty in the market and certainty for our staff and stakeholders by issuing a letter that complies with the judge's view following the first judgment, which is under appeal.
Okay. If that doesn't go your way, does that mean that eventually, Ian, you would have to pay Peter Moyo out?
Not necessarily. I think we can't speculate on how settlement proceedings or the ultimate court outcomes will proceed.
Okay. Amidst it all, you are currently negotiating with NMT to exit your stake in the company and related businesses. How's that progressing and what kind of timeline have you pegged out?
There isn't a specific timeline. We have indicated to the NMT group that we would like to exit our investment, and that discussion is underway.
Okay, let's focus on the numbers now. We've got, yes, headline earnings per share up 10% over the interim period, but the group has seen a 64% fall in after-tax profit. Ian, some of the pressure as a result of the unbundling of Nedbank and Quilter. What are some of the other pressure points being exerted on the business right now?
So the reduction in the what's referred to as the IFRS earnings is really just a case of the first half of last year's earnings being the earnings from the entire old PLC group before the managed separation, not being comparable to this year's earnings. So the adjusted headline earnings growth of 10% is a more accurate indicator of like for like how the business has done in the first half. The other pressures the business is under are mainly related to the macroeconomic environments in which we operate. South African GDP, as we all know, fell over 3% in the first quarter, and that's the worst performance in South Africa for a decade. We've had record high unemployment rates in quarter two, and in many of the other African economies that we operate in, we've also had tough economic conditions to contend with.
Mm-hmm. So how resilient a business are we really looking at? Because amidst it all, Ian, you're having to contend with pressure on disposable income and South Africans having ultimately less money to save.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, you know, Old Mutual, because of the diversity of the business lines that we have and the different markets that we operate in, is a very resilient business. And we usually find that in tough economic conditions such as these, although in absolute terms, it's very difficult. In relative terms, Old Mutual tends to perform quite well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of investment returns are you seeing in South Africa?
The markets, the equity markets in the first half of this year performed reasonably well, delivering north of 7 to 10%, but they are still at levels now lower than they were at the beginning of last year. So last year, in the second half, markets fell a lot. They recovered in the first half of this year, but they're still not back at the levels that they were first half of last year.
Yeah. To buffer against some of that macroeconomic headwind, you're maneuvering within it. You've had cash inflows from the sale of your Latin American operations having boosted your financial position. You're sitting with cash and cash equivalents at, 34.3 billion rand at the end of June. There's a focus on streamlining your operations. What kind of further maneuvering, Ian, are we looking at?
Well, as we announced today, we declared an interim dividend of 45 cents a share to shareholders, which is flat on prior year, as well as the 2.4 billion rand share buyback that you referred to. We do intend to continue to optimize our balance sheet further with the intent of making sure that we optimize the cash that we need to hold and further look at what can be done for shareholders. At an operating level in the business, we're focusing really hard on driving out efficiencies, simplifying our business further, and harnessing technology and digital tools to help improve both our efficiency and our customer service.
And on track to deliver a cost efficiency target of 1 billion in savings by the end of 2019.
Yes, absolutely.
Ian, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ian Williamson is interim CEO of Old Mutual.